media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quite the wild finish down in Williamsburg on Saturday night. You guys come out on top 21-18. I know you've been doing this for a while. Have you ever had one end quite like that?
I certainly haven't had it, and you know, but you saw in the NFL with the Detroit Lions losing a game on a not exactly the same scenario, but on the runoff. So it's part of the game. It's the rules, and I'm certainly happy it is the rule from past Saturday.
You guys, beyond the way the game finished, an impressive performance to go down there and get a win over a good William & Mary team. What impressed you about the way your guys played?
Well, we had not beaten them, and we had not scored a point offensively in eight quarters of football. So, you know, I thought we came out of the blocks, and with the exception of two turnovers in the first half, which stalled us, I thought we played a very complete first half of the game on both sides of the ball, went in the locker room 14-0 with a focus, came out and played a real good 10 minutes of the third quarter and got up 21-0, and then credit to Coach Laycock and William & Mary. They came charging hard, and they got us reeling a little bit. We made some mistakes, and, you know, so it ended up being a real good game is what it should have been because it's two good football teams playing.
I saw some comments from after the game. You said this is one that you certainly can learn from. What was the message to your team afterwards?
Well, I think, you know, you like being able to teach off wins. Every coach will tell you that. So, once again, to win a football game, you got to do enough things. It's really hard to win football games on Saturdays. We see that every weekend with upsets. So, it's hard to win football games. When you get over that part of it, you know, the critical errors can really hurt you. And, you know, on that last drive, we had when we had the ball back, we got a personal foul that stopped the clock, which allowed William & Mary at least 35 seconds more on the clock when they got the ball. And then on the last possession, we ended up with two personal fouls that gave them 30 yards to put them in a good position. So, you know, those are things you can't do if you want to win football games. Fortunately, we got out of there, and, you know, they were aggressive mistakes. They're not mistakes that were, you know, for lack of trying, it was an effort thing. But I think when you start getting into those tough games, as Coach just said prior to me, fourth quarter is crucial. So we've got to do a better job at that.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. Your offense, a solid effort, 382 yards, most of it in the first half, but against a really stout William & Mary defense, Donald Leotine, a touchdown both on the ground and in the air, and another balanced effort, both the, you know, 200 rushing, 182 passing. Give me your impressions on how your offense played.
Yeah, I think, you know, each week we're doing good things. We're learning who we are. We're taking advantage of I think things defenses do. You know, I'd like to protect the ball a little bit better from the turnover standpoint, but you know, we've got a lot of guys to go to. On each game, it's been a number of guys that have led to the success. I think if you have more than one player, you know, we're running three guys in the backfield on a continuous basis. You know, our receiver group, it's going from the tight end being successful to, you know, Ray Bowles and Harrison Jackson had a big game. Joe's been consistent with his performance. We've played without two starters on the offensive line now for two and a half games. Both backups have come in and have really played really well. So I think it's been a total effort, and we have enough depth to be able to spread it around. I think we become hard to defend then.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think that maybe is the biggest difference with this group, is with this balance, that you guys are so difficult to defend? Your running game has always been so stout, but the ability to throw it around like you've been able to this year makes you even tougher to stop?
Yeah, and certainly, you know, that is something that, you know, we worked hard on the offseason, getting better at being more efficient in the pass game. And so, yeah, it certainly has helped us, and I think it keeps the defenses off balance.
Your defense has always traditionally been tough, and you hold William & Mary to 88 yards on the ground, and as you said, for the first 40 minutes, totally keep them off the board. What did you do well in the first 40 that enabled you to do that? And then what do you feel like slipped in the last 20?
Well, you know, I think we played hard the whole game. I think when Mary came back and did a couple of things, they hit us with a screen pass or two for big yards. They were able to change their protection schematically and a little bit more of a max protect and throw the ball up the field a little bit. And the quarterback played really, really well in the second half. We didn't get the pressure on him. So, you know, I'd like to give the credit to William & Mary because I thought their coach did a good job of making adjustments. And, you know, we fought. And, you know, once again, you know, the outcome was the outcome.
John Haggart with a big game, CA Defensive Player of the Week, 7 unassisted tackles, which is a ton from the defensive line, and 3 sacks. Talk about the impact he had on the game and his performance.
Yeah, you know, and you watch the film on him from this past week. He made a lot of plays that weren't his plays. He's relentless with his effort, and that's a number of plays he made. And, you know, he's a warrior type of guy, and, you know, we're fortunate that he's on our side.
You guys now sitting on top of the standings, 3-0 in the conference with 2 wins on the road. How good do you feel about where you're at?
Well, you know, I think it's certainly we closed out September correctly. We were able to get out of September, as you just articulated, with, you know, 3 conference wins. So that obviously is important, and 2 of them being on the road. But, you know, the next game isn't any easier. As Delaware will come in. So, you know, we've got to just focus on preparing for this game and taking the day-to-day and week-to-week attitude.
You touched on Delaware as you've started to do some early look at them. What are some of the challenges that they'll present for you on Saturday?
Well, Coach Rocco's doing quite a good job there, you know, taking that program over and implementing his system. You can see it on the field, how hard the kids are playing, how well coached they are. You know, you look at them defensively, and you know they played Virginia Tech, and you know it didn't. If you didn't know who was who from a defensive perspective, you would have said, "Hey, you know this is Virginia Tech on defense." I mean, they're physical, they're strong, they're fundamentally sound. They get the correct numbers in the box. They have different ways of doing it. And then you turn around offensively, and, you know, a quarterback who had not had a great year last year is playing very well within his system. They've elevated his game. They're a physical unit on that side of the ball also. So, you know, and that score against JMU does not shock me that it was a close game and could have went either way.
All right, Coach. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.